grace
be with all those who love our Lord Christ in sincerity. Amen. Today we consider the word of our Lord Jesus in Matthew chapter 5, beginning with the 14th verse as follows. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. This is the word of God. In the name of our Savior Jesus Christ, who bids all of us go forth and make disciples of the nations, dear friends, what do you think is the brightest light in the world? Well, if we're talking about man-made lights, that honor has belonged since 1993 to the Luxor Skybeam. It is a bright spotlight emanating from the apex of the pyramid-shaped Luxor Hotel in Las Vegas. At 42 billion candle power, it is the brightest man-made light in the world. They say that on a clear night, you can see its beam all the way to Los Angeles. But of course, that's a man-made light. There is a light more powerful than that, made by God. It's called the Gospel, and it's been shining ever since God first promised a Savior in the Garden of Eden. It's the only light that can save a person eternally, and you are the one designated by Christ to shine it. That's one more reason why it is literally true that the world needs you. It's a very corrupt world in which we live. We talked about that last week, and that's why Jesus wants us Christians to be salt, both seasoning and preserving the world in which we live. But it's also a very dark world, and what a dark world needs, obviously, is light. Jesus said, "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under the basket, but on a lampstand. And it gives light to all who are in the house." Why does the world need you? Because the dark world needs Christians to attract and illuminate it. Christians are made to be seen, Jesus said, like a city set on a hill. And the first image that pops into my mind when I read those words is driving back from Valentine, Nebraska, northward late one clear night after a midweek Lenten service, and looking to the north and seeing on the far northern horizon the twinkling lights of Murdo, South Dakota. Now that city is 100 miles away from the Nebraska border, and yet it's set on a hill, so you can see it at night when the conditions are correct. It cannot be hidden. Christians are made to be seen like a city set on a hill. In his most famous work, St. Augustine even refers to us believers as the city of God. God designated us to stand out. He made us intentionally to be conspicuous and to attract attention, not to ourselves, of course, but to the God of grace. You want people to look at you. You want people to look at you and say, not what a wonderful person he must be, but rather, what a wonderful Savior he must have. That's the whole purpose of shining. Jesus said, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." That they may see your faith in action, and come to faith themselves. Light is conspicuous. Light attracts. But of course, there's another more important function that light fulfills, and that is to illuminate. Jesus said, "Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house." This, by the way, is a picture taken from cottage life in the ancient Near East. In those days, most families lived in one-room dwellings, and in this room there would be a stone projecting above the hearth in the corner of the room. And on that stone, the lamp was set, usually an olive oil lamp. Set up high, even a small lamp like that could give enough light for everyone in the room to see by. And that, of course, is what Christians are supposed to do. You are a light. In some instances, you may be the only light. Perhaps you haven't thought about it, but your actions, your speech, your behavior may be the only Bible some of your friends ever read. The world needs you, but it needs you to shine your light, not cover it up, Jesus said. He points up a logical absurdity. Why would someone light a light and then immediately put it under a basket? Doesn't make any sense. Why light it in the first place? But how often haven't we done just that? How often haven't we hidden our lights, concealed it when we should have revealed it, hidden our faith when we should have been placing it high on a lampstand for all to see? So many people around you wandering in darkness and ignorance, and you hide your light? One writer asks a pointed question: how will your neighbor see the light if yours is hidden? Will someone else show him the light? Let's repent of all our failures, including our failures to shine our light, sometimes concealing or snuffing the light rather than shining it. Let's bring those sins to Jesus. Let's return to the source of all light. God had pity on you in your darkness. In His mercy, He refused to let you die in darkness and ignorance. John says, "In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it." God sent His only Son, Jesus, to the cross that first dark Good Friday. And on that day, the flickering light of Jesus' life went out. But it sprang to life again 3 days later on Easter Sunday, never again to be dimmed. With that glorious resurrection, Jesus sealed your eternal joy once and for all. He guarantees that you will live with Him in the light of His presence, not just today and tomorrow, not just for the rest of your earthly life, but for all eternity in the courts of heaven. It was the Roman philosopher Pliny the Elder who once said, "Sole et sale, nihil utilius." Nothing is more useful than light and salt. And how right he was. How soon our world would sink into oblivion if either of those essential elements were withdrawn. And that's exactly why there's nothing this world needs more than Christians. A corrupt world needs Christians to season and preserve it. A dark world needs Christians to attract and illuminate it. The world needs Christians. The world needs you. Amen. We sing stanzas 1 and 4 of hymn 294.